And I think, again, you know, being aware of not only our thoughts, but our how we view the world is super important, because I talk in the book, too, about I still bristle anytime somebody says, oh, I hate people. People are awful. And I'm like, ooh, I tighten up, and I think people are good. I think people, most of us are doing the best we can. And so it depends what our worldview is. And we can really work on shifting our worldview, because we're going to find evidence for whatever we believe. If we believe the world is a horrible
place to make it happen with positive thoughts or recognizing or stopping or complimenting others, right?
Mm-hmm.
We feel there was that other study that if people were given a gift, they were happy, but if they gave that gift to a third party, they were even happier.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah.
It's all about giving and breathing, right?
Kindness, gratitude.
The yes. attitude of gratitude is a real thing, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there a fourth book in the works, or what do you think?
Well, first three, because I have two.
Sorry. I thought I read another one. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, please.
Right.
No. So, no, not yet. We'll see.
All right. Well, no, we'll be getting the beehive going is
going to
keep you quite busy.
That's right.
So, what other advice can you give to people? One person said this the other day. We had this event, and she made a very big distinction between a life coach and a therapist.
Okay.
Because she said she does life coaching, but she said if you're not at baseline, if you've got a huge issue or you've got issues from your childhood or whatever that you're working through, because her goal was to get you to achieve and beyond and go. But if you're not baseline where you need to be, then she said one time she walked a client to a therapist first.
Yes.
So you kind of do both, right?
Right.
So how would you advise people to along those lines?
Right. I would agree with that sometimes we are stuck. So whether we're clinically depressed or, you know, really dealing with severe anxiety, that sort of thing, or just stuck, that can really get in our way towards living the life we want to live. So we need to kind of sometimes, and that doesn't necessarily mean we have to go back to kind of uncover our whole childhood, but deal with those issues that are keeping us below baseline, like she's saying, and address that. And then once our functioning is at a level where I feel like, you know, I'm kind of content, things are kind of okay, but I feel like there's something missing, I want more, I want to play bigger, that's when the life coaching kind of comes into play. And that's that positive psychology that we've been talking about, that orientation towards I can create my life and I can create the life I want to live.
Yeah, well, I was always telling my daughter this, and all my kids, I said, you have to come up with a coping mechanism. Like, every day's not going to be perfect. Your life's not going to be great all the time, but you have to find a coping mechanism, whether mine's exercise or this or that. But so different people have different coping mechanisms, but also some people need extra help to get to that level, whether it's medication or counseling or whatever. So you've got to, if whatever you've come up with on your own isn't working, you need to seek professional help. Right.
Correct. And also think life throws us all kinds of curveballs. So we may be somebody who is super high functioning and has never needed therapy in the past. And, you know, something happens in our lives, and that's a great opportunity to meet with a therapist and get that support and get you back on your feet again so you can continue on.
Well, and I love the concept of therapy too, because it's a great way, I've called it, to do an objective dump, right? Because if you talk to your friends, they've got all their opinions about the other friends or your husband or this or that, and they're interjecting because they know you so well, and then they've got their own feelings to deal with. Whereas if you're going to a therapist, it's completely objective, and, you know, they're not going to get offended by anything you say, and they're trained to listen, and they offer a completely unique perspective that you've never even considered. Which is like, right.
So ideally it's not just the dump. I mean, that can be a part of it, because that's not helpful either, to just regurgitate the dump. But that our job as therapists is to kind of maybe get that meta perspective to say, like, oh, it seems like you know this is sort of your style in communication, or you have this way of doing it, or maybe you try this a little bit differently, whatever that is, to get you to see patterns and habits and those kinds of things. So yes.
Yeah, it helps. It gives you a new perspective, whereas you're drowning it in your own mind, and you don't see a way out. But then they're like, well, look at it from this perspective.
Exactly.
And then,
we're too close to see it. Absolutely.
Yes, I think that's ideal.
Yeah.
Well, and then are there good, if people do want to find a therapist? Well, I always talk about, there's a couple other therapy shows on this radio station, and they get by far the most number of views and hits and everything, which is, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we're all human, right?
Yep.
So we've all got issues, and it's good to have resources. So are there any resources that people can find if they do need mental help, either through a therapist? Is there like a 1-800 line or something? Like, where do you send people that?
So to find a therapist in your area, I like psychologytoday.com, actually. You can search by zip code, and then you can also search by topic. And most people will have a bio and a picture, and you get a little bit of a feel for who they are before you reach out. And that's a great way to connect and see who's in your area.
Because it's a very personal